It is 4:55. This, in fact, is the Hard Line. And it's Thursday, and that means Gordon Keith.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Has graced us with his presence. We will do the Rant Revival fresh in the Power Hour right after we stop down for this.
For you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is.
Dave.
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 Thanks, everyone.
Dave.
Dave.
I would rather get shot with a Dave machine gun than a real machine gun.
It wasn't even a drop, was it?
It'd be soft.
Yeah.
And gentle.
Got any more bobcat stories for me?
Sorry.
No, it was sweet.
I confused bobcats and mountain lions.
So does George.
Evidently.
Oh, man.
So here on E! News, we have been following the Rick and Morty saga.
You watch that, Gord?
You know, I... First of all, don't call me Gord. Second of all, no.
GK.
G-Money.
So Justin Roiland, the co-creator and the voice of both Rick and Morty, has been booted from Adult Swim. So Rick and Morty is going to go on. It's not canceled, but they are going to recast those voices. I don't know if this...
God, that's a weird show, man.
You know, I hate this. Hate to admit this, but I never got into Adult Swim. It seems right up my alley, right up our sense of humor. I watched a little Tim and Eric, and they were kind of Adult Swimmy, right?
Right.
And they're great.
Yeah, so... Adult Swim...
Was Space Ghost? Was that Adult Swim?
Yeah, so Aqua Teen Hunger Force was a spinoff of Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And Aqua Teen Hunger Force launched in 2000 and ran for 11 seasons, 139 episodes before it was canceled in 2015.
Ham, were you in on this?
I was a big Space Ghost P1.
I figured as much.
That was the intro for the top 10.
Yeah.
After 2015, we didn't hear from Frylock, Master Shake, and Meatwad.
Meatwad.
Until this past fall, in November, they released a movie, Aqua Teen Forever, Plantasm. And so that was released on demand back in November. So it's going to start streaming on HBO Max on February 8th, and then on Adult Swim on March 12th. And that will be followed by season 12 of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Only a 5-episode season, but at least you'll get some new stuff.
Now, is this going to be on TV?
Yes.
Yes, it'll thank you, Corby. This guy, what was the reason he got booted? It was some kind of
Justin Roiland.
Sexual harassment or something?
No, it's domestic violence.
Oh. And online creeping.
Yeah, but the fireable offense is the domestic violence charges.
Well, I think the online creeping is, too. The way that, I mean, he underage girls.
Yeah.
Oh, online. Not just online creeping, but also to underage.
Yeah, DMing fans of Rick and Morty with very inappropriate comments. But in all of the official statements from Adult Swim, it's all about the domestic DV. Yeah, the DV.
Mm-hmm.
DV charges.
Boy, Dave is completely converting into me. Look at you. You're transforming. You got the MacBook Air.
Uh-huh.
You're sitting in my seat.
In your chair.
In my chair. And you print out stories and use yellow highlighter rather than just read off your computer.
Because,
and you got a beard.
Because I get lost. I need to have my papers in front of me.
I'm the same way.
See, I'm the opposite. And when it was my job, everything was on the computer. But I'm more of an environmentalist than you guys are. I like to say things.
Vomit.
Uh-huh. Good stuff. Corby,
please.
So there's nothing that Hollywood likes more.
You've never cared about anything other than yourself and your own orgasms.
Good point.
Jeez.
Wow. My own orgasms.
Thanks for clarifying which one.
There's another one.
So there's nothing that Hollywood loves more than some good product placement.
That's true. That's what Bob always says.
Well, so
yeah.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once... One of the biggest movies of the year, 11 Oscar nominations, won the Golden Globe for Best Picture.
Oh, no.
Did you see it?
I'm still fighting my way through it.
Oh, no.
I have to watch it
Dave
in
multiple sittings. Dave watched 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, I watched the first 5 minutes and
he goes,
just was like, no.
Why?
Really?
Just, I wasn't in the mood. I was like, not now. I need...
What were you in the mood for?
Not that.
Dahmer.
My orgasm.
MMF. Wad.
Yeah, I needed an orgasm.
Jeez. Okay.
My own.
Mino, what are you going to do about any of this?
Why is it his job to police our orgasms?
He's the boss.
That's the seat of discipline.
I'm just hearing gold.
What?
So the gist of the movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, is that it's about the multiverse.
Spoiler alert!
And parallel universes.
Spoiler alert!
It's the main plot.
Oh.
And so,
this is why Moose didn't call in.
One of the parallel universes.
He said one more time, and I'm not going.
One of the parallel universes, the people have hot dog fingers.
Yes, I've seen up to that point.
So,
and it's losing me.
So, to celebrate all of their Oscar nominations, the studio behind the movie, A24, posted something on their Instagram. They posted a DM that A24 official account had sent to Oscar Mayer's official account back in 2022. And so it reads, "Hi, reaching out from A24. We have an upcoming film that happens to heavily feature hot dogs. If you're open to it, we'd love to discuss a fun collaborative project we have in mind."
See, that's too vague. If I'm the hot dog people, I'm like, I need to know how you are referencing these hot dogs being
sausage fingers.
"Can't think of a better partner for this. Let us know if there's interest and we can connect over email. Thanks." And then Oscar Mayer never replied.
Yeah.
So they posted that, and then finally Oscar Mayer did reply to that post and said, "The L is on us, sending you buns of love."
They don't make buns.
I don't know. They're just looking for a pun.
Isn't there a story behind E.T., not Creek Bed E.T., but normal E.T.?
About M&M's?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be Reese's Pieces?
No, it was the opposite. It was supposed to be M&M's, and then, but Reese's Pieces were brand new at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, that made.
It's too woke.
But what was the story behind it? Like, M&M's like, no. We're going to be associated with stupid aliens.
Yeah, we're not an alien candy. We're for people.
Yeah.
You've turned on M&M's, right? Because of the... You hated that they went woke. Isn't that right, Corby?
Yeah, that's my new stance. I've had it with M&M's.
I'm Tucker.
Look, here's the deal.
At first, he would just not eat the green M&M's because he didn't want to eat the lesbian M&M. Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But now he's just... sworn them all off.
Can't we agree, though, that Reese's Pieces are the superior candy?
1,000,000%.
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, you got the
mix them together.
You got the pretzel M&M's. You got the hazelnut M&M's. You got the peanut butter. You've got the peanut.
Yeah, I don't deal with that mess.
You've got the brownie M&M's.
Fact, Reese's peanut.
I've tried those.
Reese's peanut butter cup. Best piece of candy out there.
Used to be,
but that is
used to be. Doesn't
that is
taste
not
the same
an individual. We're talking in the like the Skittles M&M Reese's Pieces
that candy
category.
Dish friendly.
So wait,
confection.
What is your favorite candy now? If Reese's the Reese's Cheesy. Peanut butter cup isn't what
Pez cherry Pez.
Pez?
Cherry.
What are you two? Pez. Nobody says.
What do you have like Andy Cap?
No.
Pez dispenser.
Andy Cap. This is from the 30s, isn't it?
That's a great reference.
It's almost 100 years old.
You're into antiques.
Hey guys.
Probably got one thrown in with a typewriter.
Did you see my grandpa's boner?
It's the name of his band.
I'm sorry.
The Reese's Pieces just made you think about it.
No
Pez dispensers.
It
was funny, though.
What?
How does he not know the line?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
It's astonishing.
You've been in broadcasting for 50 years.
Matt Birmingham says it's astonishing. Matt.
It's appalling.
I was just referencing a happy trail of Reese's Pieces.
It's it's one of those people. It's like you've had a head injury. And
I have. How do you know I haven't?
But it's not full time. Like every now and then,
he doesn't understand social cues anymore.
Right. Every now and then, it just kind of
show Gordon your grandpa's boner.
Okay, just let's take a step.
It's
back.
Not exposed.
Do you know what he's referencing?
No, I don't. But I'm scared of where he'll go next.
Here.
Hold on.
I'll hand that over.
Let's see.
Don't drop my computer.
the ticket.
You know how many times that thing's been dropped already?
This is your granddad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he does have a chub here.
Yeah, his mom, Corby's mom, is the
left.
Little girl in the left that's looking at it.
Oh, really?
Not looking at it.
She is looking, like, right her, if you follow her eyesight line, it's going straight towards the Bonner.
You want to get freaked out?
Yeah, what? Study closer.
Look in between his legs at the creepy shadow people.
Who's that?
We don't know.
That's Slender Man.
No one's there to tell. Everyone's dead. No one's there to tell us what happened.
Is this your grandmother in a one-piece bikini?
Yeah.
A one-piece bikini.
Why did he say
what
it like
the,
that?
What the heck?
Did you hear him?
He just goes, yeah. What's a one-piece bikini, though?
Huh?
It's a...
whatever she's wearing. Oh, yeah, a one-piece bikini. One-piece swimsuit.
What just happened?
The old one-piece bikini.
No, the best candy. You asked what was the best candy.
He did.
The greatest of all bikinis. The one-piece.
The best.
All right, the best one is the double-stacked oatmeal cream pie that we have in the Cumulus Cafe.
Gross!
That's not a candy.
That is the...
You can't have a dish of those.
That is not a candy.
I was eating two of those every morning last year.
That is not good for you.
I know it, but they're so good.
God, that is so gross.
Yeah. By the end of the period of time while I was eating those all the time, I was like Jabba. I'd slave lay on a chain and...
You've not done this in a while, but you're going to experience here... With Gordon, the more that we travel together.
Bob loved Princess Leia when she was in that outfit.
Yeah, we all did.
I mean, who didn't?
Yeah.
Who amongst us?
Like my grandpa at all times.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gordon ordering dessert.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
It's magical.
Just bring me one of everything.
And then 8 cans of whipped cream. And
extra whipped cream.
Yeah, just
I want it all.
Leave the can.
Like, he has to put his hand on the waitress's shoulder every time. Like, I don't think you understand what I'm talking about.
I don't violate her personal space.
Yeah, you
like
do.
That.
Yeah, you do. You call her toots and stuff like that.
No. Oh, okay. Nice. Once again, 1930s.
Yeah. Hey, toots, you seen Andy Cap? I got a Pez dispenser. Looks just like him.
You like cherry Pez. It's the best flavor.
How
it's
old are you?
So great. Tell you what, hey, go outside, find a newsboy, bring me a paper.
Not tonight, sweetheart. Give me that head.
It's 2 bits.
Here's 2 bits.
All right, let's do one more story before
right,
we got to get to the rant revival. Bristol Palin is back in the news.
That's ESPN headquarters.
No, the daughter.
Okay.
The daughter of Sarah Palin.
Why was she in the news in the first place?
Close to my favorite sport.
She had her son Trip with her ex-husband Levi Johnson.
And then her son Calculus.
And then she has
Trig.
Die, just
Trip. And then she has another son Sailor and a daughter Atlee with her other ex-husband Dakota. So she was married to a Levi and a Dakota. And she has Trip, Sailor, and Atlee as kids.
And that doesn't even speak to her brothers and sisters' names.
Right.
They're all weird.
So she has taken to her Instagram story because she has just had her 9th...
facelift?
No, her 9th breast reconstruction surgery.
9th?
What keeps happening to them?
So she... first had
caught in car doors.
She first had a reduction surgery at 19. Do you remember her being so chesty?
No, yeah.
Gross.
So she's 32 now. So I guess she had this 13 years ago. And that was right around the time that her mom was running for office.
No. That was
2010 is 13 years ago. 2008 is when Sarah Palin was running for vice president.
Oh, we're getting confirmation with a bell.
So I don't remember her having giant jugs back then.
Just be a little bit more tactful.
I don't remember her impressive bosom.
So why is what's going on?
Hey, that's I like you to talk.
Why? Bazooms, why 9? Please. Like, what happened?
Big old bazoombas.
Okay, so she said that first breast reduction that she had at 19 was
just got one of them done
was completely botched and there was damage to the muscle tissue and terrible scarring. So she has had to have many surgeries since then.
How is muscle involved in a breast reduction?
It shouldn't be. But I guess the guy was just a hack. The surgeon just cut too deep.
Cut into her thigh? Or however low they're hanging,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But she said that she keeps on having to have these corrective surgeries because she has been just so self-conscious about her body. She's also had tummy tucks after her babies.
Looks like she's multiple facelifts, too, for real.
Yeah, she's not a stranger to the plastic surgeon's office.
Man, well, that sucks to be, you know, that uncomfortable with your body.
Don't you feel when you start that, though? Like, let's say maybe you do one thing, you're fine. But once you get into the multiples, that's what continues the spiral. Like, you're never then satisfied with anything.
Right. You know, if I could just tweak this. Let's go back and tweak this. And then they tweak it, and that's fine. But then something else goes wrong.
Is that the mug of plastic surgery right there?
No, I'm talking about the multiple lengthening procedures he's undergoing.
What went wrong?
He's up to 5 inches.
I'm anxious to hear what went wrong.
So, Gordon, I think you want to check out Bristol Palin's Instagram, because in her Instagram story, she shares a post-surgery mirror selfie in which she's wearing a compression bra with attached surgical drains.
God.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
In a one-piece bikini.
Yes. And that's your E-News.
All right. Thank you very much,
Dave. Let's get to some rant revival.
Yes. Let us. We have unearthed some audio that is awesome. Next.
The Mohegan Rat! He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's the student of heroes. He's the station counselor. He's the temple song. Gordon Geek.
Sorry, Dave. All right, it's the Rant Revival every Thursday, sometime around 4:30, but we never really get it right. Where Gordon hangs with us, and we get the old show back together that started in the mid-90s, lasted until the mid-aughts, and so here we are again.
We get Rated Rookie up here.
Once again.
I'm not wearing Rated Rookie today.
So it's funny how I remember the times on that show and the moments on that show, and there are several that stand out more than others, and this is certainly one of them. And it is the story of Great White. The band Great White, I guess, got back together. They were doing shows, smaller club venues.
I don't think they ever broke up, Corby.
Well, remember, the reason I say that is because they were going by the name Jack Russell's Great White.
Oh.
And so something happened.
Yeah.
Like Merle Harmon's Fanfare. Right?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like Sam Pack's, Lee Jarman's journey.
Bringing it back to sporting
or whatever.
Goods.
Right. So the date on this story, Davey, was when?
The evening of February 20th,
around 2003, I think.
Yes, thank you, Gordon. All right. Why don't you just ask him?
So 20 years ago. This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect.
What, in West Warwick, Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, I don't know.
You're just going by memory, huh?
Yeah. And
how many people died?
Gosh, it was over 100, I think. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah.
Exactly 100.
Ah, okay. You were right on the money.
Injuring 230.
So there was
the fourth deadliest nightclub disaster in U.S. history.
Whoa.
So it had happened.
I wouldn't have predicted that.
It had happened on, I think that New York fire has got to be number one, back in the 30s or 40s.
What is that?
A speakeasy type place that caught on fire. You don't remember that story? It's horrific.
What, I look like an Andy Capp fan? Why would I remember that?
So I think this happened on a Friday night, and then we came in and did the show on Saturday morning.
Cigarette girl, over here.
Is that correct? It happened Friday night?
Yes.
All right.
Was this on ESPN or NBA TV? What was this on?
And it was quite shocking, and there was video, like accompanying, like old video. I don't know what if it could.
Yeah, it was pre-smartphone, so it was probably a handheld camcorder, like grainy.
Yeah,
video,
and you could see like when the pyrotechnics went off, and caught something on fire. As we
said, it was a very small club with a low ceiling.
Right.
The band is crowded on the stage.
Right.
And so their manager, their tour manager, sets off the pyrotechnics as they're doing their hit song Once Bitten, Twice Shy or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And all of the acoustic spray foam that has been sprayed in the rafters catches fire and just...
Yeah.
The several entire times club goes up in flames.
During the 20-minute or so discussion we had on this, we made reference to the fact that the place was made of hay. Because that's what it looked like when it went up so quickly. And so the video is... Obviously, it's pre-fire. And I made the comment, which you will hear.
Okay, a little background. You always came into the show smelling like a brewery or a distillery. And your eyes are always bloodshot. And you were never thinking straight.
What's your favorite Corby? What is your favorite Corby?
Smelling like a brewery.
He did. God, yeah,
distillery.
You'd smell like
and
those,
he didn't?
You'd smell
we
like,
hung out together.
Yeah, but you always smell worse. You smell like bar mats.
Honestly, the rant needed one of those breathalyzer tubes. Like when people have a DWI and they need to blow into the tube
to
start their car.
We needed headsets that had those.
Yeah.
It was all I could do to get up at 8:30 in the morning.
We went hard back in those days. I mean, we...
Yeah.
So you went on it...
Burning the candle at both ends.
You went on at 9?
We did.
Yeah.
You woke up at 8:30? I love it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, we did.
Absolutely.
So we live close to the studio, so it's like a 5-minute drive.
That's right.
Yeah, was this during the time where you guys were scamming the government and getting like Section 8 housing...
Mm-hmm.
Which was like a brand new apartments in Deep Ellum.
By 2003, we had moved
on
from there.
Yeah,
okay.
They had found out about our little scam we were running. Uh-huh.
They used to run the biggest scams, Bob.
Yeah, what was the scam though?
It wasn't a scam.
Like you weren't making any money.
It was rent control.
But you were,
and we had money. We've talked about this. We had to show the hot girls in the leasing office how poor we are by our pay stub
every month.
I remember this part of the story. I don't remember a scam though. I remember you were
couches
poor.
It as a scam because it's not intended for young white men.
Yes, it was.
It's
like
intended
the most
for
privileged
poor
guys in the world going in there with 3-year-old pay stubs.
It was not. It was current. They looked at the date.
And frickin' Corby, who grew up in Southlake or wherever.
He was the only resident who also was a member at a country club.
Yeah.
That's probably
and had a BMW car deal at the time. This is unbelievable.
Yes, he's a golf simulator. It is.
Yeah, you walk into his rent control apartment, there's a hot tub and a flat
screen. Hot tub, latest gaming systems everywhere.
Coming to America.
I've got like very early VR helmet on, you know. Hey guys, come on in.
Here's a PS Scarface come out for another pile of cocaine on the coffee table.
You want some cocaine? So anyway. Yes, maybe I wasn't thinking clearly, but we'll just go ahead and play the audio because it turned into the biggest nut kick. And it's one of the...
so bad. Corby tried to get philosophical on us.
All right. You listen and you tell me if I deserved all of this.
It's sad.
I don't think that's the real point of the story, though, Dave, is to what Jack Russell was named after.
Well, I'm going
to
launch an investigative report into that aspect of the story.
And I guess we need to cover all aspects.
You know, those people who are up front screaming and yelling and having a good time, they're dead. Those people
that's
that you
the most
see,
astute point I've ever heard on this, Corby.
Those people you see up there having a good time or whatever, you see that fire back there, and they're just up there. Those people are gone.
Dude, like 2 days ago, they were like breathing.
Yeah, right, and then they have like this fire, and then they're like not alive anymore. I don't know about dead, but they're not alive anymore. Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
I mean, like when people catch on fire, it's like they can't live anymore.
Yeah, it's like people are flammable on that day they were. Those are some good points for me.
I made none of those points.
Oh my gosh, this is better than I even imagined.
They were flammable on that day.
At least on that day.
All right, it continues.
Thank goodness we have you here.
Are you regretting adding him to the show now?
Yes.
So like...
I need him for that kind of obvious points. Those obvious points.
1 minute, you're sitting there, rocking.
Yeah,
and the
Corby.
Next minute, no more.
No more rocking.
You have rocked your last rock.
Hey, at least they went out rocking.
I can't believe you're laughing at this tragic story. Okay, so, and what's really creepy is, you know, you... I saw one shot where they were showing the parking lot. You know, the parking lot's still filled with cars. It's all these dead people's cars still out there,
dude,
still parked.
That is trippy.
Don't you go dumb on me too, Dave. Come on.
Dude, who's gonna rekey all those cars and move them?
Because a car needs a driver.
Dude, all I hope is I hope they were all stoned.
All right. Corby, please just start thinking about what you say before you say it, okay?
What did I say to bring all this on me?
They were, like, alive and having fun. And then they're, like, not alive. And then they're having not fun.
Now, that is a go-to line that has stuck around for 20 years.
That's the line we always quote. I could have sworn you said it. Not fake Corby.
No, in my mind, I had also attributed it to real Corby.
That I really said that.
Yes.
They were like alive and having fun, and then they were not alive and having unfun.
A lot of
alive
fun.
And having fun. Corby, please just start thinking about what you say before you say it, okay?
What did I say to bring all this on me?
They were like alive and having fun, and then they're like not alive, and then they're having not fun.
That's what you said. Yeah, and a lot of these were, you know, it'll be like a couple, like a young married couple or something like that. I mean, this destroyed like whole groups of friends.
Who's going to trim their baby's rat tail?
Come on.
Huh.
So then we go to break.
Dave.
All right, so we have
you guys on the remote?
Yeah, we're at a car dealership.
We're at a car dealership.
Yeah.
Dave.
We're at a car dealership.
We would routinely.
I think that we got temporarily banned from remotes after this.
Something bad happened.
Not because of this.
Well, which one did we get banned for? Was it Irving Cares?
I don't remember, but yeah, there were.
That was Dave. Dave basically went great white fire on every remote we ever did.
Yeah, on all commerce.
So we go to break.
Everything I've ever built, you've tried to burn down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We go to break. We had this elaborate tease, too. The tease took like 45 seconds because we were going to talk about the writer that Great White had signed with the club, or the club signed with Great White. And so here we are coming back, and...
It's unfortunate. All right, and Corby was making the interesting point of that the people who were alive that are now dead... That how weird that is.
I said it was weird because those are the people that you see in that video, just like going, huh, what's going on? Those are the people that are dead. It wasn't like, they were alive, and now they're dead. That's not what I was saying.
Does God have a plan?
It all seems so random,
yet so real. So anyway, the writer.
I would like to say fake Corby has said a lot of things that real Corby's attributed to, but then real Corby goes into his own fake Corby and it's really difficult to trace
it's
the
very
origin
meta.
Of ideas. Yes.
So that is the
Did we talk
story
about the rider and everything? I swear there was more stuff in the rider to where they would like they had ordered we had them like ordering barrels of gunpowder and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
In the rider.
I've not listened to
the club had to provide those.
Yeah. I just pulled all the audio from
barrels of gunpowder.
From the not alive portion of it. But yeah.
That's so good.
There's a lot there.
It's so wrong. No, we're so glad that irresponsible show is no longer on the air.
And it did it. Like I remember seeing that video and it made me queasy. I go, God, those dudes are just they're sitting there and they're jamming and now they're dead.
This was the most profound insight you'd
that
ever had.
That was it. That was it. I was like, guys, listen.
He hasn't had one since.
Listen to me. Listen, this is what I'm really...
You got
to
stop and listen for one
guys,
second.
No, you don't understand, man.
This is how I feel right now.
Man, if there
listen
was like
introspective
pyrotechnics
over
in an old 97 show, this could happen to me.
I mean,
yeah.
This almost happened to me.
And then the incredibly condescending show host of, you really need to think before you say something.
That's insanity.
Me. Corby, look.
Oh.
Little radio tidbit here.
Next
well,
time.
Well, I was the parent on that show.
Next Oddly time, enough. Write down what you're going to say and then think about it before you say it.
Write it down. If it still sounds good the next day, then say it. All right, boys.
That's so good. There you go. There is
I'm so happy.
Bye, Moose. Bye.